Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater Group and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. You know, it's the time of the month when we usually have Brett Batterson to come in from the Orpheum to tell us about all the big theater events happening down there. But he's out of town working on getting even more events for the Orpheum. So we've got the brand new Vice President of Education, Jennifer McGrath, with me this morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
You have got such a huge job down there. The Orpheum's education programs are, well, it's a massive part of the mission of the group.
That's right. That's true. And I'm thrilled to step in and step up to the challenge. And I'd like to say we're just getting warmed up. So with everything that we have going on, especially now with the new Halloran Center for Performing Arts and Education right next door, we're just getting warmed up, and we hope to continue to grow and expand and further develop the programming.
You've got some events coming up at the Orpheum that are really interesting. I guess the next thing that's coming up on May 24th is the High School Musical Theater Awards. And people hear this and they think, oh, it's just a bunch of kids. But I was looking through the list of nominees, and these schools are doing some really serious musical theaters and theater pieces, and there's a ton of them.
That's right. We're actually thrilled. It's one of our largest programs, the annual High School Musical Theater Awards. This is our ninth year participating.
Yeah.
We have almost 30 schools participating from three states, which we're really, really proud of. And I think that it will rival anything that you see on stage throughout the entire Broadway season. These young people are so unbelievably talented, and especially for me as a new person here, I really just can't wait to see them shine, see them all on stage on the Orpheum. It's Thursday, May 24th at 7 p.m., and actually tickets go on sale today, Tuesday, May 1st. So if you haven't got your tickets yet or you've never been to see it, I really, really encourage people to come out and check it out. Like I said, it's like a mini Tony Awards right
exactly.
Here in Memphis.
Yeah. So it's and these are amazingly talented young people, and a lot of times we hear, of course, about how they're not doing drama and music in schools anymore, and this clearly gives the lie to that, because these are some incredible shows that they're doing.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of that is thanks to the incredible teachers that are here in the Mid-South area. Obviously, these programs would not be possible without the teachers who give countless hours and time and dedication to make these things happen. And frankly, they're an inspiration to me and to all of us at the Orpheum. So I can't say it enough to come out and check it out. I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself.
All right, that's on May 24th, and you need to get your tickets because there will be lots of proud parents in the audience. So go ahead and call the Orpheum there, or go to orpheum-memphis.com. Okay, now one of the things that a lot of people around town do are summer camps for young people, and the Orpheum is no different.
That's true. We actually have a massive array of summer camp programs. I'm really, really looking forward to jumping into it this year. We offer two programs called Rising Star and Broadway Boot Camp. Rising Star is for young people entering grades 3 through 5, and Broadway Boot Camp is entering students entering grades 6 through 8, and it's an acting, singing, dancing camp at the Orpheum. They're week-long camps, and we offer two sessions of both. They are almost full, so
yeah.
If you are interested, please make sure to go online and sign up as soon as possible. But it's a lot of fun. The campers have a blast every year. They have a showcase at the end of the week that's really, really a lot of fun for friends and family. And then it's also worth mentioning that for high school students, we offer two intensive camps in July. That's the week of July 23rd. They're each 1 week long. We offer a musical theater intensive and a technical theater intensive for students in grades entering grades 9 through 12, and also for 2018 graduates, so that there's something for them to do before they, you know, head off to college or into the workforce, whatever's next for them. Those camps are a little bit more of an in-depth intensive into the performing arts areas, and they're by application only. The applications are actually due this Friday, May 4th. So if you are interested, make sure to get those applications in. But it's really two phenomenal programs focusing, like I said, a little bit more in-depth in musical theater training, and then also behind the scenes exploring things like lighting, scenery, costumes, hair and makeup, stage management. So we're really trying to expand and grow our behind the scenes programming. So if you have an interest, I really encourage you to apply.
That's a really good point. A lot of times when when we talk about these camps and things, people think, oh, this is for kids who want to sing and dance. And it's not necessarily. There's a lot more to theater than being on stage, as we both know. So it's a really important program, and we encourage people to apply now because you're running out of space, and that's at orpheum-memphis.com. Also something that we want to mention, although you don't really have much room for it anymore, is the Mending Hearts Camp. This is the second year that you've done this, and this I think is something that, as far as I know, is not offered anywhere else.
It's a program that is very, very near and dear to all of us at the Orpheum. Yes, our Mending Hearts Camp is a summer day camp for young people between the ages of 7 and 13 who have experienced the death of a parent. It was founded by our president and CEO, Brett Batterson, and it's a very personal experience for him based on his experience growing up and how the arts sort of helped him to cope with a loss as a young man. And so at Mending Hearts, we really focus on building community among young people that have this shared experience and using the arts as a means to provide a sense of healing, a way for students to cope and express their grief or whatever they might be feeling in association with this shared experience. And it's really, really a magical thing. Everyone sort of comes in with their own experience. And by the end of those 2 weeks, you know, students have really come out of their shell. They've bonded and they've made friendships and a support system that really can go on to last the rest of their lives. So we're really, really thrilled to be bringing the camp back. Yes, as you mentioned, it actually has just filled up, but we are taking names on a wait list.
Okay.
So please don't let that deter you. We want to try to reach out as far and wide as we can because it is such a beautiful camp.
That's great. Another thing that's not really for the kids, but as part of the education program, you're trying to help out teachers also. So you have a professional development program for teachers?
Absolutely, yes. So the Orpheum Theater Group is actually Kennedy Center Partners in Education with Shelby County Schools. And so throughout the year, we offer professional development for teachers in Shelby County Schools and beyond in the area of arts integration. So the Kennedy Center defines arts integration as an approach to teaching where students construct and demonstrate their understanding through an art form. And so a lot of people often think that this is only for arts teachers, but not only is it for music and theater and visual arts teachers, but we actually encourage general classroom teachers to attend because it's about integrating arts into the general classroom and so that you can sort of provide that window in for students in a different way. It's really great for engaging young people and it's a lot of fun. We find that the teachers have a really, really great time with it. So this summer we have a summer institute running the week of June 11th. We'll have Kennedy Center teaching artist Marcia Daft in doing a 3-day and a 2-day intensive in that week, including classroom demonstrations with students and young people. It's really exciting. And then we have, as I mentioned, teacher professional development throughout the year. We work with local teaching artist Jamin Carter. Sean Lane from the Kennedy Center was in just this past Saturday. So we really try to support teachers who are working so hard for those young people every day in the classroom. And if you've never been before, we encourage you to check it out. I think it's also a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And so important, as you said, to integrate those arts in the regular classroom, to not have them segregated by themselves. All right, that's great. We're talking with Jennifer McGrath. She is the relatively new Vice President of Education at the Orpheum. And Kristen was nice enough to send me along your CV. And you've done a bunch of stuff. You've directed a lot of things. You've done choreography, stage managing, producing, and you've done some great things called Voice Power and Obamatry, which sounds fascinating, by the way. A spoken word remix on the 44th President of the United States, which I think is great. You've kind of worked all over the place. Just recently, we're stage manager for American Ballet Theater. How'd you end up in Memphis?
Well, you know, Brett Batterson, our president and CEO, is a longtime colleague and mentor of mine, and he recruited me for this position. And, you know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I have to be honest. If you'd have asked me a year and a half ago if I thought that I was going to find myself in Memphis 365 days later, I think that I wouldn't have quite been so sure, but essentially, you know, and I tell this story because it's the truth. You know, Brett said, I want to hire you because I want to hire somebody who wants to change the world. And that is what made me sit up and pay attention. And I really feel fortunate to have this position at the Orpheum because I think that the arts can be absolutely crucial and instrumental in changing the world through young people, through education, through community engagement. And I just felt like it was an incredible opportunity to come in and offer something and build relationships and hopefully make a positive change on the community. So I decided to go for it.
Well, we're glad you did. Lots of things happening at the Orpheum. The High School Musical Theater Awards coming up on May 24th. Orpheum Summer Camps, Mending Hearts Camp, which is full, but you can still get on the waiting list, and the Teacher Professional Development Program. For any information about any of these, of course, go to orpheum-memphis.com. Jennifer McGrath, Vice President of Education, my guest today. It's very nice to meet you. I'm sure we'll talk again.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Orpheum Theater Group, presenting Mending Hearts Camp, July 9th through 20th. This performing arts summer camp is for children ages 7 through 13 who have experienced the death of a parent. A typical day includes music, theater, and dance classes. Details at orpheum-memphis.com/mendinghearts. As we mentioned, that program is full, but you can get on the waiting list. Checking and by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, presenting Choral and Organ Spectacular this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Cannon Center, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. at First Baptist Church of Memphis, where almost 200 musicians and chorus singers will perform symphony classics. Tickets at memphissymphony.org.